listening to Shop Talk with your host, Kevin Tates. Brought to you by Eastwood Tools. Everything you need to do the job right.
You're listening to Shop Talk. I'm your host, Kevin Tates. Brought to you by Eastwood. Do the job right with Eastwood. Today's episode is pretty interesting stuff. We get to talk to Matt Murray and Joe Mounts, two Eastwood insiders that are busy preparing for the upcoming SEMA trade show. They share with us some information that can directly affect anybody listening, as well as give a little insight into what goes on behind the scenes, not only preparing for, but what goes into participating at what promises to be the largest SEMA trade show ever. Pretty good stuff. Take a listen.
Hey, you're listening to Shop Talk. I'm Kevin Tates, and we're brought to you by Eastwood. Do the job right with Eastwood. Well, as we speak, the automotive aftermarket is racing towards the upcoming SEMA show, and we thought you guys might find it interesting to find out how a company prepares for the world's largest automotive trade show. This year, SEMA has announced a record 2,500 companies displaying their latest and greatest new and innovative products. So to say that SEMA is a big deal for aftermarket companies, well, it's a pretty big understatement. So today, we are talking with a couple of Eastwood insiders that are not only instrumental in getting Eastwood's message out there for all of us to enjoy, but these guys are actually the hands-on guys responsible, along with a bunch of other people, of course, for preparing Eastwood for their SEMA booth. And today, we've got Matt Murray and Joe Mounts on the line. Hey, guys, how are you doing?
Hey, what's up? How you doing, Kevin?
Hey, how you doing, Kev?
How's everything going? Is it a kind of a blur? Is everybody doing all right? Is stress levels high? What's up?
No, it's pretty good. We just recently sent away everything for our booth for SEMA this year, so we have a larger booth than previous years. We're doing, as we'll probably get into, we're going to do some live demos. We're doing a lot of really cool stuff this year, so it was a bit of a mad dash to get the booth together, but it's on its way, so we're now breathing a little easier.
Kind of in the calm before the storm right now. We're just waiting for the big event.
Yeah, I hear you. Well, I know all about the mad dash getting jaded ready for SEMA last year. It didn't stop until we had that green sucker loaded up onto the truck, and then it was Miller time. But I tell you what, you know, things sneak up on you fast, and I know it does for you guys, especially with an expanded booth. So what prompted that, having a larger booth?
I think just that we want to, a big part of what we do all year round is informing customers and just kind of teaching them how to do the job right. So we're going to bring that to SEMA, and we have, obviously, we're going to have yourself and Mr. Covell doing some live tech demos, teaching about paint and metal shaping. So we're going to teach, you know, for the guys that attend the show, and then we're also going to be doing some live stream from the show. So the customers can feel like they're there and they can learn at the same time.
Well, the live stream is one of the things that it just revs me up about what we're doing together. And people that are listening, if you haven't logged on to the Eastwood blog and to the different live streaming workshops that we're doing, man, it's fun stuff. And it allows people to be in the room with us when you're thousands of miles away. So to be able to broadcast that from a world's largest trade show that arguably is unattendable by the average guy just because it's an industry trade show, man, that's fantastic. What prompted the Eastwood Company to want to reach out that hard to the aftermarket and to support your customer base? Because I don't see a whole lot of other companies doing that stuff.
We started out kind of as an experiment, trying to provide videos and trying to educate our customers, and we've had some pretty good feedback and response from everyone out there who watches them. They appreciate the information that we put out there, and it just kind of ties in with our whole idea of doing the job right. So, you know, we not only provide the tools, but the know-how to do the job right. So, I mean, especially with these live broadcasts over the internet, like you said, you know, people who can't be there, they feel like they're there. So, even if they're not tuning in when they are originally broadcast, especially after the fact, people love queuing them up and, you know, sitting down and watching them and just being entertained and educated.
Well, for me, part of what I do is coaching people through problems that come up during the auto body restoration process. So it's nothing new to me to be at a trade show and do a live workshop or live demonstration, but this brings it into the 21st century, and it really, really steps up the game as far as doing a presentation goes. So it's something that I really dig. But one of the things that I like that you guys are doing, you're including Ron Covell, and I'm proud to call Ron my friend, and Ron does fantastic demos and fantastic workshops. But he also is a forward-thinking person, and he's very media savvy too. So I think it's great that you guys are including including Mr. Covell in these live stream demos and hopefully bringing his presence into the Eastwood Company a little bit harder.
Yeah, definitely. He's a name that everybody and anyone in the the industry knows. His name's very well known, and he does do classes that you can attend in person, but they're usually pretty small classes. It's hard to get into. So this is our way for our customers for free. Can basically attend one of his classes and learn a wealth of knowledge about metal shaping. I mean, there's not too many guys that are much better than him or even on his level.
I think it's very cool. Well, Matt, and of course you're listening to Shop Talk. I'm Kevin Tates. We're talking with Matt Murray, who is instrumental in getting Eastwood's message out through social media. Matt, how important is social media broadcast and messaging for a business these days?
In the past few years, it's really become one of the most important way for a business to reach out to their customers. Anything from getting feedback from the customer to just getting, showing the customer what's new and hot. It's a fast moving thing. So they can find out about what's going on within a company, daily, up to the minute basically.
Well, people want to know, and people want to know now. So that's what I like about the immediacy of things like the Facebook and other Instagram sites and even the Eastwood blog. I mean, you guys are posting constantly. And speaking of, people that are listening, if you don't recognize Matt Murray's name, look at the Eastwood blog and go to Project Pilehouse. It's a 50 Dodge pickup. It's way cool, and I got a chance to see it up close. So Matt's a gearhead. Matt, how is that project coming?
It's pretty good. Just running fuel lines yesterday and doing some wiring today. We may be able to make some noise with that engine here shortly.
Hopefully it's the kind of noise that you want to hear, because I've been on the other end of that. Sometimes it doesn't end well. Well, good luck, man.
Yeah, in fact, we just wrapped up shooting the latest installment of our we kind of have a mini-series on our YouTube channel kind of chronicling Matt's progress on the project. So we just wrapped up the latest one of Matt kind of building a custom bomber seat for inside Pilehouse. It turned out really nice, and that video will be out soon, so you guys should keep an eye out for it.
Speaking of YouTube videos, I may or may not have heard somebody talking, it may or may not be unofficial, of somewhat of a traction loss with the Mustang that you guys built in the parking lot. Is there going to be any YouTube video of that?
I've heard that rumor too, and I would say just keep your eyes open and you'll find out.
Well, let's talk a little bit more about the YouTube channel. I know in the past Eastwood has had contests to even bring customers out to experience the SEMA show and the dream car drives and things like that, and you're not doing that this year, but let's talk about the YouTube channel, and it's a subscription contest that you guys are running. Elaborate on that a little bit, Joe.
The benefits of subscribing are up-to-date videos, entertaining videos, informative DIY videos showing you how to do the job right. But another incentive is we're offering at 25, 50, 75, and 100,000 subscriber marks, we're giving away different Eastwood products. At the 25,000 level, we're giving away a MIG 135, and the items just get better and better with every tier. The earlier you subscribe, the more chances you have to win, because like I said, each tier we're drawing from that list of subscribers and giving away these products.
So this is literally like somebody going through the line at the shopping center and a flag comes down and balloons drop because you're the 100,000th customer. That's exactly what this is, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, it's not going to be the 100,000th, but at those marks, it's going to cue us to pick a winner. So the earlier you subscribe and get on board, the more chances you have to win. Yeah, and it's all free, which is great.
Yeah, that's the coolest thing, is that it's free and you can do it from the comfort of your own home. That's neat stuff, man. One other thing I wanted to ask you guys was the preparation for the trade show. It doesn't just happen. You don't just pack your suitcases and jump on a plane and head out and just show up. How long does it take the Eastwood Company to prepare for a SEMA trade show? Never mind the expansion you guys have done, but how many weeks in advance do you guys plan this stuff out?
Well, I mean, we begin planning SEMA, you know, as soon as the previous year ends. So last year we were already brainstorming this year's booth. It takes, you know, a few weeks. We basically, like anything else, we build our own booth pretty much from scratch. So a couple of the guys here, we build up the booth, we lay it out in our video photo studio, and we custom make our booth to suit our needs. So it takes, you know, a good month or so of assembling, building, and, you know, just getting it all ready and packed up to go.
Well, here's the devil's advocate question. You know, it's an insider's trade show in the sense that, you know, it's not open to the public, and for everybody listening that is disgruntled about that, I'm sorry, I was too until I joined SEMA as a member. But it's not open to the public, so it's insiders talking to insiders. Why is it so important to get your message out there to other people in the industry?
Well, the biggest thing probably for us to get it out to our customers, some of the best cars in the world are debuted or showed at SEMA. So, you know, there is some insider stuff that customers may not be able to see as far as new prototype products and things like that, but there's really killer cars, there's beautiful girls, there's lots of stuff going on. So we want to share all of that part of SEMA, the fun part, with our customers. So that's why we, you know, with social media, I'm out there pretty much every second I'm there taking a photo and posting it up online or a video or something like that, and now the live streams, we're going to be blasting, you know, our customers with the, you know, up-to-the-minute information about the show that they can follow along. So you really can feel like you're there at the show.
And that's really cool. And I would also argue to say that the people in the industry are Eastwood customers, and they are cross-trained, because this industry is made up of people that do what we sell and do what we say. So, you know, that's one of the benefits of doing the live demonstrations, and one of the cool things that you guys are bringing to the table this year is just because you run a chassis shop doesn't mean that you understand the intricacies of paint and bodywork. So that's where the Paintrication and the Kevin Tate's demos come in. And, you know, it's kind of like preaching to the choir, so to speak, but not everybody knows everything. And it's just a neat way to reach out to the industry that are our customers. So just, you know, not to have a circular smoke blowing contest happen here, but thank you guys for doing that, because it's just a cool thing to offer. And the fact that you can broadcast that to people that can't attend the show, it's just that much more gravy.
Yeah, it's very exciting. We can't wait to get it going, and, you know, for everybody to check it out. And hopefully it does well, and next year we can do it even bigger.
Well, one of the other things, too, that I wanted to ask you guys about was, of course, future plans. We've seen a lot of growth with Eastwood in the last couple of years. What have you guys got cooking in the future? What's coming down the pike for new ways of broadcast? I know you can't tell everything because you guys hold your cards pretty close to your vest, but what things can you share with the people that are listening to this podcast, things that are coming down the pike with Eastwood? And when it comes to social media, when it comes to new products and getting the message out there?
Well, I mean, even with this podcast that we have going on, we're just trying to find different channels to get out, to put the message out to our customers, know that they have a place they can come, be entertained, learn a little bit, show them how to use the tools, and give them really the confidence to, you know, paint their own car, to dive into a project they weren't really sure about. And so, I mean, like I said, we have the podcast. We're working on different formats of presenting the videos. You know, we're going to start providing weekly Eastwood TV exclusive sales. So if you're a subscriber to our YouTube channel, you'll be privy to some special deals on different items that we have going on. Let's see what else we have going on.
Yeah, see, the Eastwood TV thing is really neat to me. That's pretty exciting. You know, the paper catalog, everybody is used to getting a paper catalog in the mail or in with your products that you order. But the online thing, let's face it, It is now. The future is now, and everybody can access through an app or through a tablet or a laptop the internet almost anywhere in the free world. So that access to your products for you guys to make it available seems like it's really, really an important way to stay ahead of the curve. Would you say that's correct?
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean,
yeah, we've actually speaking of apps, we just recently came out with an Eastwood app for your mobile device. So that's one bit of information we were kind of keeping quiet about, but it just recently launched. So if you have an Android or an iPhone, an Apple product, you can download the Eastwood app just by searching Eastwood in your your app provider, and you can download that as a free app.
That deserves a big round of applause, guys. That's awesome. I mean,
Thank you. We're just starting to develop. This is our first take on it. This is built in-house, and it's kind of a central hub where you can go to see our blog, our tech articles,
forums, videos, product information, everything you need.
Yeah, so customers can see it all in one shot, and we're hopefully going to grow it from there. You can even submit your own photos to that. And we're compiling those photos, and we're going to start highlighting some of those photos. And even I've been contacting some customers with really interesting projects, and we've been doing little features on the blog of customer cars. So it's another way you can kind of get yourself out there. You're able to recognize these customers are doing such great work at home.
You hear that, guys? Send in your information to these guys. How would somebody go about getting you their information on their personal project?
You can either post it on one of our social sites like Facebook, post it on our wall or something, or if you download the app, there's a little spot on there where you can actually just upload a photo directly from your phone, and it sends an email with the photos directly to myself and a couple other guys here, and we'll go over the photos, and we're either going to put it out there somewhere at some point. We may even contact you directly and, like I said, do a full feature on it and get the story about your project.
Man, that's awesome. That's good stuff.
And at very least, our listeners can email you and all of us here basically at Eastwood through shoptalk@eastwood.com if they have any suggestions or comments or want to brag and show us their project and show us what they got going on. We love to see that stuff, and we love to hear from you guys.
Well, and that's a completely free service, is it not?
Oh, absolutely free.
And that's one of the things, people that are listening that know me and I have a little bit of my background and that are also Eastwood customers, obviously my presence with the Eastwood company is growing, and you're seeing me pop up all over the place in the catalogs and things like that. And it's not a self-serving thing. It's because I've chosen to hitch my wagon with the company that believes in more than just taking your money for tools. Yes, we all need good tools and equipment, but Eastwood believes, just as I do, and just as Ron Covell does, that we have to educate, we have to share our knowledge, because this is, this has been called a dying trade and a dying art form, and it's a mission statement of mine to be able to share information and get this stuff out there to guys that are willing to learn, just like I was at one point and just like a lot of people listening are. So I wanted to say out loud, thank you guys for taking this focus with the Eastwood Company and providing all of this free stuff. I think it's awesome, and we really appreciate it.
Well, it's our pleasure.
Thank you.
We love embracing your spirit of, sharing your knowledge. These are skills that shouldn't be hoarded. You're a firm believer that you like to spread the knowledge around and put the ideas out there and let it come back and build upon what was already there, as opposed to try and keep everything a secret and hold it over someone's head or something like that. So we appreciate your approach to all this, and it's great having you on board.
Well, good deal, guys. Well, we're listening to Matt Murray and to Joe Mounts from the Eastwood Company, and I'm going to let you guys get back to packing boxes and preparing for the SEMA trade show, but I wanted to say thanks for sharing a little bit of your day and letting us know a little bit of the insider stuff with what it takes to go to the world's largest trade show, and your stress levels seemingly by your voices are surprisingly low, so that's a good sign, I think.
Yeah, just starting to pack our, get the bags packed to head out there shortly. Very excited.
Hey, and also, in case people are wondering, for these the live demonstrations from SEMA, we're going to have you, of course. It's going to be Thursday, of the show at 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific time if they want to tune in on the East Coast, you know, adjust accordingly. And Ron Covell will be airing him on Wednesday from 1:30 to 2:30 Pacific time. So keep an eye out for those. Those should be exciting.
Very cool. Those are live workshops, people. Live. Tune in. Get the scoop. The thing about SEMA that I like is that you never know who's going to swing by. And everybody is cruising. You guys always have an excellent spot in Central Hall right on Hot Rod Alley. So there's all kinds of people. And I just, the hair stands up on my arms when you look over to your left. There's Billy Gibbons from ZZ Top or Troy Tipania walking in the hallway. And one of the other things that we're going to be doing is just like this podcast here, we're going to have a little radio studio set up at the Eastwood booth, and in the mornings I've got a big long pole with a hook on it, and I'm going to be dragging some of these cats in, you know, and talking to them and having them share their insight to the SEMA trade show and what it means to them. So be on the lookout for stuff like that, and you know, that may not be live. Well, it probably won't be live, but it'll certainly be available for people to listen to. So if you've ever been curious about some of the rock stars that walk around at SEMA, we'll bring a little bit of that your way as well.
That we will.
Good deal. Well, guys, I appreciate your time. I will let you go, and we'll get back to our rat killing. And thank you guys for listening. You are listening to Shop Talk. I'm your host, Kevin Tates. We are brought to you by the Eastwood Company. Do the job right with Eastwood. Well, there you have it, insider stuff to SEMA. Remember to subscribe to the YouTube channel for some awesome upcoming prizes, as well as great information, and more importantly, free information and tech tips. And don't forget the live workshops that will be broadcast from the floor of SEMA. Pretty cool stuff. And if you got any questions or suggestions, hit us with an email at shoptalk@eastwood.com. We'd love to know what you're thinking. Until then, I'm Kevin Tates. Thanks for listening to Shop Talk. See you at SEMA. In the meantime, check out everything at the eastwood.com website. Eastwood has what it takes to do the job right. And you know me, I like to do the job right. Thanks for listening to Shop Talk. I'm Kevin Tates.